From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council has considered a condemnation of North Korea's missile tests of Wednesday, one of which landed inside waters that are part of Japan's exclusive economic zone. Coral Besho is Japan's UN ambassador.
This is a totally unacceptable action on the part of DPRK. The missile launched landed within the Japan's EEZ, exclusive economic zone.
He appealed to the Council for Unity and urged it to send a strong message to Pyongyang and expressed hope the Council would act soon. U.S. UN Ambassador Samantha Power said there were strong condemnations from across the board among all 15 Council members. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The United States continues to believe that our response to North Korea's destabilizing activities is stronger when the international community remains united.
He said the U.S. is not only reaching out to its allies, but other countries like Russia and China to convince them such missile tests are destabilizing. South Africa's ruling African National Congress has reportedly taken an early lead as vote counting from municipal elections goes on. Pre-election polling suggested the ANC, plagued by a weak economy and allegations of scandal, could be in political jeopardy in local governments such as Pretoria and Johannesburg. Anglican Archbishop Desmond Tutu cast his ballot Wednesday.
It is a dream to know that one can vote in South Africa as a black person. It's fantastic, and I hope everybody will want to use their vote in the right way.
With 5% of the vote tabulated, the ANC held 54% of the ballots to the opposition Democratic Alliance's 33%. This is VOA News. The fight over the Syrian city of Aleppo continues to rage as government-allied forces backed by Russian warplanes push back against a new rebel offensive that was launched Sunday. Meanwhile, the U.S.-based Physicians for Human Rights said Wednesday in the past week government forces conducted airstrikes that hit six hospitals in the Aleppo area, amounting to what they called war crimes. The Russian Defense Ministry, meanwhile, accused rebels of using a toxic agent against civilians in Aleppo, killing seven, sickening more than 20. A Russian general did not identify the agent, but said victims suffocated or suffered lung burns. The U.S. military has completed its initial assessment of a July 28 airstrike in Syria that allegedly killed civilians in the fight against Islamic State for the northwest town of Manbij. Colonel Chris Garver is a Pentagon spokesman in Iraq.
This incident has been found to be credible enough to warrant a formal investigation, which is underway.
A separate investigation is underway involving a July 19th U.S. airstrike. Garver said between 10 and 73 civilians may have been killed. The White House said a $400 million payment to Iran at about the time that five Americans were released from detention was not a ransom. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
What I will say is that the United States, under President Obama, has not paid a ransom to secure the release of Americans unjustly detained in Iran, and we're not going to pay a ransom. If there are Americans who are unjustly detained in Iran, we will make a case regularly through some now established channels with Iran to advocate for their release.
The five Americans were freed in January in exchange for seven Iranians held in the U.S. The prisoner swap coincided with the lifting of international sanctions over the Iran nuclear deal. The payment was to partially settle a decades-old dispute over an aborted arms deal. With the 2016 Summer Olympic Games officially to get underway Friday, the competition is actually already underway. Women's footballers played, with Brazil beating China 3-0 in Rio de Janeiro. Sweden defeated South Africa 1-0. Canada bested Australia 2-0. There were six women's matches in all Wednesday, with eight men's matches slated to be played Thursday. Wednesday, the Court of Arbitration for Sport announced there would be no Russian weightlifters at the Olympic Games after rejecting the country's appeal against a ban imposed by the sport's governing body over doping violations. Meanwhile, the Olympic torch arrived by boat in Rio Wednesday as part of its 90-day relay around the country. The Burundian government has rejected the proposed deployment of up to 228 UN police to monitor human rights abuses and bring calm to a country beset by political violence. A government spokesman said Burundi's security forces are in control of the East African country. Sending a foreign force without prior consultation would violate the sovereignty. Nigeria's Boko Haram insurgency named a new leader. Abu Musab al-Barnawi was named as its governor for West Africa in an interview in the group's newspaper. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.